Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,207. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, delicious desserts, and active lifestyles. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clap.
You're going to draw. All right, here we go in Indiana. Deer bolts towards the meat section in a grocery store to give the butcher some hell. Meanwhile, a woman in Maine loses a ring 50 years ago, and a ring is found in Finland with a weird story to tell. Man steals car, leading cops in a high-speed chase and having dumbass written across his chest. A drunk driver busted because he decided to smell his absolute and very best. And teachers say it was actually the principal who was helping the kids cheat. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, one thing that I never personally worry about is being eaten. Now, maybe I'm a ill-prepared or a little overconfident, but being eaten is not at the top of my list of things to worry about. But maybe it should be. In California, a six-year-old girl is recovering after a mountain lion attacked her. I wanted to drag her into the woods, but an adult that was with her landed a few well-placed punches to the cougar's ribs, and the mountain lion ran away. But mountain lion or house cat, cats are cats, and I'm convinced the cats want to eat you. In fact, a recent article was titled, Compelling New Evidence That Your Cat Might Eat Your Corpse. And this was based on a separate story about Colorado's Mesa University Forensic Investigative Research Station. They had a problem of two feral cats kept eating the human corpses that they were trying to study. Right? They leave the bodies outside so they can understand what happens over time. But these cats kept jumping the fence, eating the corpses. But cats alone, they're not the only thing that wants to eat us. There's a farmer in Poland. He went missing for about a week. Authorities aren't sure what happened first, but they know that the second thing that happened is that the pigs ate him. All that was left was bones and part of a skull. Maybe people are delicious. I don't know. These are just some of the stories that we saw, stories that left us with many questions, questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of our random question, call 844-999-OLA, like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Obatola's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,207.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. There could be a day coming up like, I don't know, let's say a holiday, President's Day, something like that. And you think to yourself, man, these guys aren't going to be there on President's Day.
Nobody should work on President's Day.
We did this show back in November 17th of 2019 in preparation for not being here this very day. And that's the kind of thing that we do. We put on really good shows so we can take a day off.
I guess family first. Let's face it, like most people, you have your President's Day tree set up. You have your President's Day elf on the shelf. The kids are excited. All the stress of buying mattresses and cars and other big ticket items.
Sure.
Because kids love nothing more than a new mattress. Mm-hmm. I'm telling my kids are going to be so excited when they open up
day.
Their gifts.
What a day.
Yeah.
It's huge. Amazing. I tell you what, in all honesty, it's much different being here where there's no one in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's
you don't have to wear pants.
Yeah, we can't even get a sandwich. You can't get anything in this building.
No.
Not an energy drink, nothing. But
I took an elevator earlier to walk basically across the street to get a sandwich, and in the time it took me to get my sandwich, keep in mind, where I went to get my sandwich, Ted, it's a freaky fast place.
Mm-hmm.
They shut the elevator down.
So, yeah. Ooh, so you couldn't get back.
Yeah, I took the elevator to get there. And
it was
like,
so then Mike and I thought it was just that down. Elevator.
No.
So we're like, we'll walk outside instead of taking the secret tunnel. And we got in there, and the security guard was like, nothing's open. You can't get food here.
I was probably the last person. Yeah. I was what they called their lunch rush.
Okay, we're very excited to be here, and we're excited.
Lunch rush at what? 11 a.m.?
Yeah. At 11 a.m., and it was me.
And we're excited for this week, and we have a little thing going on here that we, I guess, have titled the Poppy Seed Challenge.
Drugs!
The idea is we had a caller call last week, and he was explaining that his stepmother's nephew had been in some trouble with authorities, and part of that trouble, once he got released from jail, was that he needed to check in with his probation officer and do a urine test to make sure that he wasn't, you know, breaking his probation. Well, he peed clean. Dirty, I'm sorry. For opiates. Mm-hmm. He told the probation officer that, in fact, he had a love of poppy seed bagels.
Right. And a lot of other people, other people chimed in saying, hey, listen, I had the same problem. I'm on probation or I'm applying for a job, whatever the case was. But they peed dirty for opiates. And in all the cases, they said, because I really enjoy poppy seeds. And we said, listen, it's not that that's possible, but I feel like if I were hooked on opiates, that's the same lie that I would tell. Right?
So what did we do? We went and we got some drug kits. Now, these are the kind where our own Mike Hawk, once we complete this study, since you are the focus of this, because you actually like poppy seeds.
I do.
And so far, how many poppy products have you had since we started this idea?
Couple muffins and a couple bagels at this point. I had a delicious bagel from Starbucks this morning with poppy seeds all over.
What's up, Chunga? What's called? Chunga.
Chunga.
Chunga. Okay.
I thought you kept saying chocolate bagel, which was throwing me off.
No, Chunga,
sir.
Chunga. So we're gonna step it up this week.
Right.
And we're going to have more poppy than normal because on Thursday, during Ted's Meat and Potatoes, since it's dealing with poppy seeds, we figure why not do the test then? So we're going to see if, in fact, you can get a positive opiate test because the kit, I want to say it tests for 12 different drugs. So THC is on there.
Mike might surprise us by hitting 10 opiates. Out of 12.
You know, I mean, you name
I'm aiming
it.
For them all.
It's on this
we
stick.
Don't know. But the other thing to consider, and Mike, look, I trust you. I think you're a good guy. But that does not mean I'm right. So the thing is, as we do this, there's always the possibility that Mike also might be taking opiates. And when we do the study, he pees dirty for opiates. And the thing is, he's pulling the wool over on our eyes because we're going to say, oh, look at the poppy seed. Meanwhile, he's high as a kite right now.
That's right.
I'm going to take the test just because I know what I've done.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to see if it's as accurate as it should be. For me, it's going to be THC. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's going to show.
We're all going to have THC. I'm curious if anything else shows up.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to be straight THC. That's the one thing that I guarantee. And that'll kind of be like a litmus test.
No, but wait. Are you guaranteeing one thing? Or are you saying that's the one thing you... The one thing I can guarantee is THC. I cannot guarantee that there will only be one thing.
Well, see, I can guarantee that there will only be THC.
And
there will
be nothing else. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Does it not test for booze?
No. That's not one of the 12 drugs on there.
Yeah. All right. I was like, I'd probably come dirty for a beer.
Yeah.
I still think it's not fair that you know when the test is. That takes all the excitement out of it.
Well, he's going
to
ramp up
to see.
You know what I mean?
I'm not worried about him.
Who are you worried about?
Well,
you can spring one on me. I'll tell you what.
You worried about you?
You can spring one on me anytime.
Okay. All right. Okay. Robin, who is
you can make
here?
A judgment call based on my appearance and be like, we're doing it today.
So we've got 4 days. We've got 4 days to ramp this up. We've got 4 days to ramp up the poppy seed thing, and then we'll get the test done for you during Ted's Meat Potatoes.
By the way, as you're going through this, someone says a comment comes in. By the way, when that guy called, that made me go to Costco and buy some poppy seed muffins.
If you like poppy seeds, you don't. That was part of the reason.
I don't think that's why they're doing it.
No one in here likes poppy seeds other than Mike.
Oh, I'm trying to, like, poppy seed bagels, I'd probably only eat if that's what the sandwich is served on.
Right.
And that's it, right. But you would never voluntarily
I don't point them out.
You don't go to a bagel store and get a poppy seed bagel, right?
No.
I get onion or everything or something.
I get everything. It has poppy seeds, but...
I have sought out those muffins since I was 5 years old. They have been my favorite consistently throughout all those years.
Okay. We're going
to
see you
brag about your muffin.
Wealth of flavor.
That's right.
I know. Your muffin loyalty.
The poppy seeds explode.
I have had a sophisticated palate since 5.
Happens in your mouth.
Okay. All right. So we'll ramp it up and then we'll do the test. We've got the test in the mail. Mike's going to continue to eat as many poppy seeds as possible, and we're going to see if he can get a positive test there for opiates on that at-home kit.
Again, I'm just saying he might also be on opiates, and this is his way of being dirty and tricking us into believing this is poppy seed, because I would do it.
Another bagel.
I would do
another
it.
Another bagel. Random. All right, it is our random question. Question 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Emmett, welcome to the program. Random question. Question. Let's start with this one. What basic thing do you not know how to do, or you can't do it very well? Things that most people seem to be.
Swim.
You cannot swim.
No. I can, if I have a life preserver on, I can make do, but I cannot swim.
That's not swimming.
Right. That's the whole purpose. That's like saying I can't walk on water, but if I'm on a boat, I can walk above it.
Okay, well, let's just say this. It's a nice sunny afternoon, and a bunch of us are hanging out. We want to go rent canoes or do a river floater. You're out, right?
If I have a life preserver, I might go.
Okay, but would the idea of being in the water just terrify you? Would you enjoy the experience? I'm not saying that you couldn't mentally fight through it, but would you have a good time doing it? Or would you constantly worry that you fall in?
Once I'm out there, I'll have a good time, but I have had a couple experiences where I've nearly drowned, and it has caused me to be absolutely terrified of water.
What were the scenarios that you almost drowned? Are we talking in the pool or the ocean, a lake, what?
One was a pool and one was a lake.
And were you younger? Is that why? Okay.
I was, younger than like 8 years old, probably.
Okay. Would you go on a fishing boat? Or would you go on a fishing boat just constantly wearing a life vest?
Oh, yeah. No, I go fishing with my buddies all the time.
Okay. All right. So that doesn't bother you.
All right.
See, to me, that would be the one I'd be paranoid about, because I'd feel like I'd look at it like this.
If you can't swim and you're on a boat, so no, I can't fly, but I'll get on a plane. Like, I assume this is under control.
Right. Like, if the plane goes down, everybody's going down.
Right.
Whereas, like,
if I fall off, I'm okay.
Right, we've all been on the same fishing boat. Like, that thing hauls butt. If you're not careful, you could just get shot off the back.
Well, the difference in my mentality is if I'm going to die, I want everyone to die.
And I'm sure that's happened. They just don't put it in the brochure.
Yeah, like my buddy.
Well, there it goes.
I thought my buddy was going to get ejected from the back.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, cool. Now, that'd be something. You know what I mean?
But I'm with Miles. I could swim, but falling into, like, open water while, like, fishing would
freak me out.
And it's 40 degrees.
But there's different fear. You know? I mean, like 40 degrees, whether you can swim or not, you're still in trouble, right? But to me, whether you can swim or not, Miles, you've said this, like if you go, the Caribbean is notorious for this, where you see the continental shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk out on this beach, you walk into the water, it only goes up to your ankles for like a quarter of a mile, right? But it's white sands, it's gorgeous. And then you get to this point, and it's just pitch black.
Yeah, it just drops.
It just drops. Like, I'm always uncomfortable floating.
Because you can't see.
Yeah.
And typically,
swim or not swim, that makes you uncomfortable.
Typically in those breaks, feeder fish go by, which means bigger fish. If you ever see smaller fish, that means bigger fish right behind them, everybody. Just so you know.
I don't have to go through that. Don't go where the water's dark. If you're in a place where you can just see the white sands and then it turns black, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I think the one thing that made me feel horrible about myself as far as just like, you know, any type of manliness. Yeah, that every day. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, my wife calls and she's four blocks from my house. She said, man, I just had a flat tire. And I'm like, all right, well, no big deal. Like, don't, you know, why don't I just come over and change the tire real quick? And she's already late for work and everything else. And I go look at the car. I can't find the spare tire. I don't know where it is.
So it's not your inability to change it. You can't find it.
It was like I have changed many tires in my
life.
I know all of the jack etiquette and, you know, like, hey.
Jack etiquette.
I bet you jack do, Miles. Very
close
well.
The door.
Yeah. Here's some good jack etiquette.
Not in a shared room.
Not that I'm going here, but loosen your nuts first before you jack. Okay, you can't get the car up and then try to get the nuts off, right? You gotta loosen the nuts, those types of things.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because
you
once
can't get a lug nut off if it's already jacked up.
It's just that the car might lean and pull over. So you try with those hard turns to do it when the tire's still on the ground. Then you jack it up. Then all you take the nuts off. Then you replace the tire. That seems easy.
I'm lying. I know all that. Just check it from Mike.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, he struggles.
Ted's the guy keeps trying to flick that bugger off of the finger. And it just sticks to the next page. Miles is saying, look, just use the tissue first.
Yes.
That's all. It becomes kind of the same. It's not that it can't be done, but kind of like that booger that just goes finger to finger to finger to finger to finger.
Yeah.
Like, it takes more time
than
you think.
You see that person flicking it. You know exactly what they're doing.
It's like, we all know
what
you're doing.
No other thing. The roll, the flick. But so
the telltale flick.
You're right. It goes from finger to finger.
I can't find the tire. I'm absolutely losing my mind here. So then I open up the back.
How much
hatch.
Time has gone by?
Enough time where she's more late than she would have been. And, you know, like the time's of a matter here. She's got to get to work. So I finally find the tire. And it's in this situation where you have to crank this tire down.
Where was it? Under the car?
It was under the car, but up and under the car. And you couldn't see the damn thing. And there's also like a shell that's covering this.
All right.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know what I mean? I'm like, so I call AAA. You know, and I watch this guy like, you know.
Hello, little man.
No, the guy who, the guy, oh, how's the best way to describe this? The guy who came to do it did it in about 30 seconds, first of all. But he's also like, what's wrong? I'm like, you know, kind of shaking his head a little bit, you know what I mean? Eye looking one way, and I'm like, and he does this in 30 seconds, you know what I mean?
He can do it.
I can't do it. You know what I mean? And he's like, all right, that'll be, oh, wait a minute. And like, you know, it was like one of these, like, it took a little time, you know, for him to put things together. But when I came to change the tire, man, I just sat there. I'm like, I am an idiot.
Right.
Last time I helped somebody change one, we had to go on YouTube.
Damn, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It used to be easy. Well, anyway.
Maybe I've just gotten dumber.
Well, the reason we asked what basic thing do you not know how to do, Illinois drivers would no longer pump their own gas. Under a bill under consideration in the state legislature, a lawmaker is sponsoring the bill. The proposal would create the Gas Station Attendant Act and mandate that no gas may be pumped at a gas station in Illinois unless it's done by a gas station attendant.
Creating jobs.
New Jersey is currently the only state where drivers aren't allowed to pump their own gas. The state cited fire safety as the reason behind its law. Oregon has a similar measure, but they passed an exemption in 2017 allowing drivers in rural and low population areas, in other words, Oregon, to pump their own gas. Because if you're not in Portland or if you're not in Eugene or, you know what I mean, Oregon's a big state and there's...
It is.
You need it.
Full of nothing, yeah.
Well, if you wanted to get gas overnight, there might not be someone who's an attendant there.
Sure.
But if you want to get gas at 2 o'clock in the morning, you still should be able to go up and pump your own gas. While hiring attendants, they say, would create more jobs, the cost would likely be passed on to the consumers.
Well, yeah, that's how everything works, right?
Already paying a higher gas tax in Illinois than a lot of other states.
Random.
I think they don't let him do it in New Jersey because too many people are squirting it directly on their neck for cologne. Random. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. And the random question. Yeah, let's see here. Okay, Cheyenne. You can probably answer this one. What did you take too much of?
Well, let's see. What did I take too much of? Probably, I'm guilty of drinking way too much coffee during a given day.
How much do you drink a day?
Probably about, 4 or so huge cups, maybe one more.
So you're doing how much is a huge cup? How many ounces? I'm talking 20 ounce cup, what?
I'd say maybe 20, 24 ounce, yeah.
Okay.
Do you get the shakes, or are you just perfectly fine with it?
I'm perfectly fine, but it does, I won't lie, it does do a number on the stomach.
Like, what kind of number is it doing? Is it playing, I don't know, song number two? What?
Well, song number two, and then I've got to visit the old porcelain throne quite a bit, so.
All right. Well, so you take it knowing it's basically a laxative for you?
Basically, yeah, but it's one of those things where I just enjoy it so much that it's a price I'm willing to pay.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you with my dairy drinks. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to poop my brains out, but it's delicious.
When we moved out here, man, we were probably drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which still to this day is some of my favorite coffee. However, it's not the strongest coffee in the world. It tastes great because they use heavy whipping cream and they put real sugar in there. Mm-hmm. By the time they fix your coffee for you before you go.
They don't care about your health.
No.
And that's why it's delicious.
And when they make it, it's fantastic. But we move out here, and I want to say in the hotel lobby was Seattle's best coffee.
Something.
Or Pete's, whatever it was. It was a local brewer. And we just figured, you know, go down and get a cup of coffee. Just get a little cup of coffee. It was in the lobby. I drank that cup of coffee. I was shaking for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you, I did not realize the
there's an adjustment.
Yeah. There was like, oh, I'm just shaking.
Smiles like, man, it's a coffee bug. You're like, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, good.
I don't know. It doesn't seem much different to me.
My palms are sweating.
Why?
My hands are
Why do you
shaking.
Ask?
Never had that much
then
coffee.
Then I'm here. Just me.
The reason we asked, what did you take too much of? There's a guy in Reynosa, Mexico, who went to the hospital recently because he had taken a sexual enhancement pill, and it left him engorged for 3 days.
Dang.
It was not Viagra. He took a sexual stimulant that's used for breeding bulls.
Oh, what did he think was going to happen?
He told the doctors he took it because he was hoping to have, quote, a successful sexual encounter with a young woman of 30 years.
You're a strong like bull.
There's no word on how old the guy is. Luckily, doctors were able to successfully perform surgery to help the guy out so that he could get that thing.
Yeah, and underwear matters, too.
What do you mean? What?
What do you mean? Some of the stuff's a little more form-fitting, so it can be uncomfortable if you're at attention.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. 3 days, though. They recommend 3 hours.
I thought it was four.
4 hours?
Yeah, I've had a 3-hour one. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
like, after 4 hours, you should panic a little. Let's do 3 days.
Okay. But it's only 3.5 hours. I'm fine.
And it's for a bull. Top of your head, think of all of your friends. If you had to get an ED pill made for a bull, which one of your friends do you think? I already know who I would go to. I don't know if
because
they
want to do this from a recreational standpoint or because they need it.
No, I just feel like, in my Rolodex of friends, I can picture a dude. I'm like, he's the most likely to be able to get his hands on a pill that engorges bulls.
Going out of town for the weekend. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Question, 844-999-HOLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jacob. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Random. Hola.
Hola. Jacob, welcome to the program. The random question. All right, we got one for you. Random. Jacob, what dumb thing did you or someone else do to get fired?
Well, I have a simple one for myself. My company I worked for, it was a construction company, and my boss had a very big leniency on talking about your wages with one another because it was a non-union job. Obviously, in union, they can care less. You talk about it all the time.
All right.
So I got fired for talking to a guy that was probably 25 years older than me, but we do the same job. I was making $1 an hour more, and I ended up getting fired and then rehired that same evening because obviously they wanted the younger guy anyway.
So what did they hire you at a lower rate this time around, or did they keep your salary the same, your hourly?
No, he brought me back at the same, just told me to keep my mouth shut, essentially.
Okay. Interesting. So could you tell the guy was kind of ticked off when you told him how much you made?
Yeah, he was actually, more than a coworker. He was a friend at the time, too. But that's the only reason I really told him. It wasn't like out of spite or nothing. But essentially it turned into, he's looking for a lot more because he's been in it longer than I was. I mean, I think I was maybe 22 at the time at most. And, he's in his 50s almost and making $13 an hour versus $12 an hour when you're,
So,
and this society is kind of crappy.
Do you have the same job now?
Well, now I'm actually a general contractor. I've opened a business for myself.
Ah, okay.
I've grown much further since then.
Okay, so you no longer make $12 an hour.
He was making 13.
Yeah,
he's running the bet.
All right.
What was the movie? It had Costas and Al Michaels.
Basketball.
All right. Who made more money? You've heard how this conversation went down between the two of them.
Oh, right. It's Costas.
All right.
They get in there to shoot the scenes, right? Basketball was the Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Oh, this is not part of the movie.
No. This is the conversation.
But they get in there, and Costas just says something to Al Michaels, like, we'll just use $15,000. Just like, hey, can you believe they're paying us 15 G's a day or for this or whatever? And Al Michaels is like, excuse me? And he's not getting paid the same. And Al Michaels is like, he's just one of those people, like, no, like, I'm one of the best in the world. Like, I'm Al Michaels.
Right. Yeah.
So basically, he, like, walks off the set until he's like, well, you got to pay us both the same.
Right.
You hired us.
I guess they paid them both the same?
Yeah, because they're both in the movie.
But they didn't know. Costas, can you believe they're paying us?
I mean, right.
And Michael's
just,
like, wait, what?
It's such a nonchalant thing. And I think I'm getting the two guys right. But yeah, Costas is like, this is wild, huh?
Reason we asked, what dumb thing did you or someone else do to get fired? Someone posted a video on TikTok on Tuesday from a Wendy's in Greenville, Michigan, that showed a guy taking a bubble bath in the kitchen sink. And I know what you're thinking. I thought the same thing, too. I went and looked at the video because I thought, how big is this kitchen sink?
It's huge.
The answer is, it's huge.
It is a big
thing. I mean, he is in there, and, like, you only see his head because it's so deep. And it really does, and I guess there is something in there that kind of bubbles the water up or something. I don't know if they got an agitator.
I think he added his own. One of the employees gave him something to give him bubbles. He, like, as I understand it, basically he said, I'm going to take a bath in the sink. And then he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other employees found it funny, and Let them bathe.
He says it feels like a hot tub as all of the other workers are laughing. After the video started going viral, company that owns the Wendy's franchise found out. They say they fired everyone. Everyone who was working at the time and said, quote, the restaurant was completely sanitized thereafter.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Random.
That was a sink for washing dirty stuff.
But here's the problem.
He was dirty.
Somebody made the video.
Yeah.
That's it. That is not the first time that's happened.
I can't believe how big the sink was.
It's a big-ass industrial sink. Yeah. I mean, I never thought to climb in it, but after looking at him, I kind of regret that I didn't.
Yeah, you could have been hot tubbing.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Tommy, welcome to the program. Random question. All right. I'm sure you've dated around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What were you willing to overlook that would normally be a deal breaker in a relationship?
Oh, God. oh, man. Herpes?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. Did you have the conversation before you guys decided to get together?
Yes.
Okay. And so far you're good, right?
Oh, yeah. No, 100% protective, everything. Yeah, but that was, you know, I was younger, and I was like, you know what? And she was beautiful.
No, we know that.
Like, huh?
So we know that.
Yeah, it was something that I would, yeah.
Because you overlooked it.
Right. What you said, you overlooked it.
Yeah. We already knew.
We know she's beautiful. We got that part. Right.
Exactly. I thought I was going to be with her forever, so I said, hell with it.
We know she was beautiful, right?
Oh, man. More question coming up. 844-999-OILA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.